This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Let's play ball.
There's
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little five-foot flip to Cordonia, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincolnview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonia had 3 hits, and Aiden Shappy had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
Scores, broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonia, look out, he strokes one to deep right center, way back, it is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonia. Here come two more Raiders, and Cordonia makes the wide turn at third, thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing, scoresbroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a late good afternoon to you from here at Minster. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Minster Wildcats take on the St. Henry Redskins in Midwest Athletic Conference high school baseball action. It is an important game. Minster tied with Versailles atop the league standings in the loss column, each with one setback. St. Henry has 2 defeats in league play. St. Henry was beaten by Coldwater on Monday 3-1. Last week, Minster defeated Coldwater by a score of 6-5. Overall in the year, Minster 17-4, St. Henry 12-9. This game a makeup of an earlier season rainout. Weather is excellent at the moment. Expect showers maybe late tonight, but perfect conditions here for this game this evening between the Minster Wildcats and the St. Henry Redskins. Louis Magoteau on the bump for Minster, and he's had a fine season hurling. in about 30 innings. He struck out 37, 1.4 ERA for St. Henry. It's Lucas Clooney, a big 6 foot, 2.5 inch, 240-pound right-hander. He's on the hill for the Redskins. 2.2 ERA, 18 innings, 30 strikeouts, gets a lot of Ks. Control will be important for both pitchers here in this game. They will want to get ahead of the hitters. It could be a low-scoring contest. That said, you never know. We thought last night might be a hitter's game between Fort Loramie and Newton. Didn't turn out that way. It was a 3-2 contest. But always good pitching here in the MAC, especially on league night, and that is the case. Mike West, 30 years baseball coach here at Minster, 10 years coaching girls basketball, longtime football assistant was Mike. Mike Gast, head man at St. Henry, his fourth year at the helm coaching the St. Henry Redskins. He's a St. Henry grad and Ohio State grad as well. Dodged rain last night, Chuck. Dodged rain last week. Dodged rain the week before. We've been lucky on baseball night.
Yeah. Last night turned out to be a pretty decent night. I mean, it's windy, really windy, but a beautiful night for the game. And both teams hit the ball hard. It just didn't go anywhere because of the wind, but it was a terrific baseball game.
There is a lot at stake. St. Henry still has a say in the MAC championship, just a game behind Minster and Versailles in the loss column. The Redskins defeated Versailles a week ago in extra innings, and that really threw the top of the standings in the MAC into a logjam. Minster Wildcats on the field, going through infield workout at the moment. We'll return with starting lineups and more from here at Minster. Should be a fine game tonight. Minster Wildcats, St. Henry Redskins in the Midwest Athletic Conference on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-through in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Through, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget, phone Wygant to reserve your lot at the new Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie, developed by Wygant Real Estate and Development. Phone number 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107. Wygant developing the Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie. Give them a call to reserve your lot, 419-628-3107. Quite a bit of MAC baseball history here today on scoresbroadcast.com. St. Henry has won 10 MAC championships in baseball, 5 outright, 5 co-championships. Minster has won 4, 1 outright, 3 co-championships. Head coach Mike Wiss won titles in 2011, 12, and then again in 2017. A nipping Rushi by a score of 2-1 in the seventh inning in the state championship game at Huntington Park. At Coldwater, by far and away the leader, many of these championships, most all of them, under Coach Lou Brunswick. He was a legend. In all, 33 MAC titles in baseball for Coldwater, 22 outright, and 11 co-championships. Versailles, by the way, has also won 4, like Minster. And Coldwater with 2 defeats in the conference, St. Henry with 2 defeats, Minster and Versailles with 1 each, are all right in the thick of things as we head down the home stretch in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Well, I mean, those are 4 really good baseball teams and a great conference. So I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a big baseball game.
And I think in part because the programs in the MAC have had outstanding baseball coaches, and because they play each other during the season and complete very difficult schedules, recipe for success in the postseason for sure.
Oh, absolutely. You're used to big games. You're used to seeing good pitching. You know, that gets you ready for the tournament.
A quick look at starting lineups here tonight as Minster completes its infield practice. For the visiting St. Henry Redskins, Logan Link leaped it off in left field. Devin Delsite is the third baseman. He pitched on Monday. He's the ace of the St. Henry staff. Center fielder Hayden Beckman. Pitcher Lucas Clooney, he's on the bump for the Redskins and hits fourth. Logan Dehan, right field, batting fifth. Caden Bergman, behind the plate, batting sixth. Drew Schwederman, hitting seventh at first base. Jake Schwederman, hitting eighth at second. Their brothers, Drew is a senior, Jake a sophomore. Batting ninth is Carter LaQuire. He is the shortstop, hitting in the ninth hole for St. Henry. For Minster, Dylan Eichkamp leads off behind the plate. Tyler Stevie at shortstop, batting second. James Niemeyer, third baseman, hits third. Ian Holman, first baseman, cleanup. Adam Rindler, switch hitter, right fielder, batting fifth. A junior, Lewis Magato, on the hill. He hits fifth, or I should say sixth in the order. Ryan Edwards, bat seventh. He is the left fielder. Eighth is Alex Schmidtmeyer. He is the DH. We saw him pitch one heck of a game here a week ago against Delta St. John's. Schmidtmeyer went the route, won it 4-3. He DHs, bats eighth in this game tonight. And then Connor Schmiesing is in center field, batting ninth. The DH, Alex Schmidtmeyer, hits for the second baseman, Noah Schwederman. Those are your starting lineups. We'll return with more high school baseball just around the corner. Big Midwest Athletic Conference clash tonight between Minster and St. Henry here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securicom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-com, online at securicom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back once again here to Minster. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. High school baseball tonight, Minster Wildcats, St. Henry Redskins. Chuck, as I look down through Minster's season to date, Wildcats just a small handful of runs and a few innings away from being 21-0. Yeah. They're 17-4 on the campaign, a 7-6 loss to Versailles, 11-10 to Wapakoneta, 5-3 to Lima Central Catholic, and in the last game, played 5 days ago, a 4-2 setback at the hands of Lima Bath on the road. Four defeats by six total runs. Great season for head coach Mike Wiss and his Cats.
Absolutely. I mean, you know how good the league is. They don't shy away from playing a really tough non-league schedule. Right. That combination. You tell him at the beginning of the season you're gonna lose four games all year. I'm sure he's happy with that.
And coming up, it's Van Wert Lincoln View tomorrow here. No slouch. It's a team that got to the state championship in D4 2 years in a row. Fort Loramie here Friday evening, twin bill, doubleheader. It's a big fundraiser night. A road game at Greenville on Saturday, and then Wayne Trace next week in tournament action on May 13th. That's the way things size up for the Minster Wildcats as we look down the road. My mistake, Minster took a bye. That is a regularly scheduled game next Monday. Might have been moved from earlier in the year. Minster doesn't play in the tournament until next Wednesday. A one seed. St. Henry, by the way, a three seed in the bracket away from Minster. Minster is in with the four seed. Convoy Crestview, the number two, is in the Minster side of the bracket. St. Henry Redskins completing warm-ups here at the moment out on the diamond, led by head coach Mike Gast. St. Henry could have a better record than 12-9, missed part of its roster for some games due to discipline. 6-2 in the MAC for St. Henry, suffering a 3-1 loss to Coldwater this past Monday. 12-9 overall. Did suffer a 2-0 defeat at the hands of Fort Recovery on the road. I think St. Henry was missing players on that particular night. One at Delphus St. John's, 13-3. We were impressed by Delphus, which we saw here against Minster. And look at another common opponent, of course, in baseball. I don't think it means a whole lot. You don't know who's pitching. At Lima Bath, on the 29th of April, St. Henry won by a score of 6-0. And in the Minster Wildcats' most recent game, a 4-2 setback to Lima Bath. This is a toss-up here tonight in the MAC.
No doubt, and you're right. It's tough to go common opponents for the same that reason.
Yep.
You don't know if they're throwing their best, they're throwing their fourth pitcher. You know, so non-league games in baseball, you play them a little different in high school than you do your league games.
Unlike last night, Chuck, no wind whatsoever. We had a south-southwest breeze kicking up to 20, 25-mile-an-hour. Press box at Fort Loramie faces south. It was blowing right in our faces, in our headsets, in our microphones. Here at Minster, and as I recall at Rushi 2, yes, we face east. Press box is on the west side of the complex. Here at Minster, we're looking east. Sun setting behind us. No wind. If there is a breeze, it's at our backs. We have a glorious night for high school baseball.
Beautiful. This field is in such good shape, and this is just pretty. People should come out here, even if they don't care who wins, just to come out and enjoy a night like this for high school baseball.
Both teams pitching rich. Minster maybe a little bit more pitching depth than St. Henry, but the club's very close in that department. 5 seniors on the Minster team, 14 on the St. Henry bunch. Redskins last year 24-7 and won the Northwest region in D4, got all the way to the state semifinal before being beaten by Rushi 1-0 in 8 innings
Xavier Flippo threw a gem and won the game with a two-out single to right center field in the bottom of the eighth.
Yep, that was a terrific game.
We'll return with more from here at Minster in just a few minutes. We're setting the stage for tonight's big contest in the Midwest Athletic Conference between Minster and St. Henry, the Wildcats and Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
A lot of quality experience out on the field tonight, representing these two teams, Minster and St. Henry. When you think about St. Henry, Devin Delsyth, outstanding returning player, Logan Link, Hayden Beckman, Drew Schwederman, Lucas Clooney, who's on the mound, pitcher Evan Bowers, Emmett LeBrun, Caden Bergman behind the plate. For Minster, Tyler Stevie, Louis Magato, Ian Holman, James Niemeyer doesn't stop there. Pitching depth for both clubs. St. Henry long on seniors, but Minster has really developed an outstanding season. Wildcats have progressed beautifully. I think St. Henry probably would have two or three more wins, might be rivaling the Minster record had St. Henry not suffered the loss of some players a few weeks back. That made St. Henry a little short-handed for sure. Nonetheless, St. Henry right in the thick
of the Midwest Athletic Conference race with two defeats. Minster with one. St. Henry beat Versailles in extra innings 8-3. Minster lost to Versailles 7-6. Minster beat Coldwater 6-5. St. Henry lost to Coldwater 3-1. Don't figure it out. You can't. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I thought when we saw Coldwater and Roussey earlier that Coldwater was the best team I'd seen.
Right.
And then they lost their shortstop to a shoulder injury and then
ran into Roussey's red-hot pitcher.
Exactly.
And got beat 4-0.
Yep, I know. Yeah, I mean, I just thought they were a really good baseball team, and they still are. But, boy, the MAC, watching these teams play is fun.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge in Sydney. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Roushey offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are, get 5 or 6 innings out of the starting pitchers. Don't go to the bullpen any sooner than you have to. They try to make this a fairly low-scoring game. It's a big league contest. Yes, we've got a league game or two to play down the home stretch of the campaign. Crucial contest. Pitchers need to go deep and throw strikes. Key building components for Minster and St. Henry tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Roushey can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Francis Schulze in Roushey. And thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates. Francis Schulze in Roushey, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Roushey, established in 1986. At first, repaired broken pallets for just one customer. Today, 4 decades later, 200 businesses on board at A&M Pallet in Roushey. We'll run down the starters in a moment again and have the first pitch when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, remember, if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet in Roushey has entry-level spots available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message A&M Palette on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. If you're looking for work, check with A&M Palette, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Just message A&M Palette on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. Bass Park here at Melcher Street Park in Minster in the power alleys and the center. At probably 365 or better to left center and right center. 390 to straightaway center field. 310 to 320 down the left field and right field line. Short porch to the foul poles either direction. Beautifully well-groomed field, natural grass, drains extremely well. That doesn't mean it's going to rain tonight and it's going to have to drain. We're going to get this game in.
And I don't need any more bad weather. I'm too old. It scares me.
A few thin clouds overhead. Sun is shining. Some high cirrus. Slight breeze out to center from the southwest. We are along the third base side of the diamond above the Minster dugout, looking directly to right field and to the east. And St. Henry begins with Logan Link stepping in. He is the left fielder to start against Lewis Magato of Minster, who fires a bullet on the outside corner for strike one. Nothing and one, no balls and a strike on Link, who leads it off here for St. Henry. Oops, he's hit by a pitch, and he's aboard. So Link is on. Ace pitcher and third baseman tonight, Devin Delsite, steps in now for St. Henry. Logan Link, leadoff batter, down at first base, came in hitting at 321. And Delsite on the year for this club is batting at 370 on the campaign. Link with good speed. He's at first. Delsite out of the box momentarily and now back in. Redskins in the red jerseys, white numerals, white pants. Minster white pants, black shirts, orange numbers outlined in white. First pitch to Delsite is taken, and it is a ball, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Magato on the bump. Doesn't strike out as many as his opposing number, Clooney, but he's got an ERA, which is better. There's a bunt, but Delsite back toward the mound, and Magato strides off the hill toward the first baseline, scoops it up and flips on to first. Sacrifice is well done. As Delsite moves Link along to second. And here's left-hand batting Hayden Beckman. He is an excellent hitter. Has slumped a bit lately, 280 on the campaign. Looks at a curve from Magato. No, he swings and tops it foul off to the right.
That's a good St. Henry name, Beckman.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Try to spell it, and I'll give you three or four tries.
It's got an O in it.
It sure does.
Ohio State had a that quarterback that Beckman played
for. Oh, yeah. Here's the pitch, fouled away to the left. And the count is nothing and two as Magato tried to buzz one past Beckman, and he connected on it and sprayed it off to the third base side. Beckman deep in the box, feet fairly close together. Runner at second, Link for St. Henry. No score, top of the first, one out. Beckman swings, taps it towards second. Second baseman for Minster charges. Very quick throw to first, got him by a step.
Boy, that was close to have his foot on the bag or not. He was coming off when he made the catch.
Well done play by the second baseman, Noah Schwederman, for Minster as he charged. Maybe not quite as hard as he could have, but he did field it cleanly and flipped on to first. Runner was clearly out. The two umpires confer between home plate and the mound, and they signal an out at first base.
He was coming off first when he made the catch, but the umpire behind home had a great look at it, and he said, no, his foot stayed on.
If that may have been the question, base umpire wanted it confirmed from the plate umpire. that the first baseman for Minster was on the bag. Runner at third. Ground ball, St. Henry back up the middle. Oh, a great play, Schwederman. He fumbled, got it, threw it out at first base. Unbelievable. Lucas Clooney, who doesn't pick him up and lay him down with a few others on the St. Henry roster, was beaten by a step at first. He cracked a hard ground ball back through the box. Very fine play, the second in a row by Noah Schwederman of Minster. He didn't get it cleanly, but from his knees, rifled a throw to his first baseman. Inning over for the Redskins. One man left on. We go to the bottom of the first. No score. St. Henry Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, how about an early on Wisebridge play or two of this game? A couple of fielding gems by Noah Schwederman for Minster there in the top of the first. They were our Wisebridge plays of the top half of the initial frame of this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your next play with Wisebridge. Start your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Lucas Clooney on the mound for St. Henry. He's got in excess of 30 strikeouts in right around 20 innings on the year. Close to 1.5 Ks per inning pitched. ERA of a little better than 2.2. His opposing number, Louis Magoteau for Minster on the year, 1.4 ERA, 37 strikeouts in 30 innings. Clooney, a 2.2 earned run average. He needs to throw a fastball strike. And he throws the first pitch to the Minster batter leading off and hits him in the middle of the back. How about that, Chuck?
That's how he started off of the top of the inning.
Yeah.
Now, in the major leagues, that would have been a fight.
Catcher Dylan Heitkamp hit in the middle of the back. Control will be important for Clooney. It wavers every now and then. He does get a lot of strikeouts, but he will issue several free passes now and again, and he'll get behind on hitters. Here is Tyler Stevie, shortstop for Minster. No sign of bunting here. Fastball way up top. Clooney gets it up there. Upper 80s at times. That initial pitch to Stevie had some steam on it. Runner first, Dylan Heitkamp for Minster. A lot of the right field line is vacant for Stevie. St. Henry expects him to pull. Runner is going. Bergman's throw down to second. Second baseman arriving late. The slide is good. Safe at second base.
Nobody covered the bag. And with a right-handed hitter up, it's the second baseman's call. But you're right. They got the right fielder so far over. They think he's going to be able to get around on him.
So the count on Stevie is
2-0.
Two balls, no strikes. He squares the bunt to Stevie, looks at a fastball knee-high outside corner, and it's 2-1. Hit batsman, steal of second by Heitkamp. Hit batter in the first inning for each club. And Minster's Stevie tries to take advantage. Shortstop cocks the bat. Looks at the ball a bit down. It missed low, not by much. Double check here on the count, Chuck. Is it 3-1?
3-1.
Yep, three balls, a strike, 3-1 on Stevie. Third baseman, Del Sight, even with the bag for St. Henry. Infield around to the left, outfield as well. First baseman is up. 3-1 pitch to Stevie. Bunts on one big bounce back to Clooney. He doesn't even look at third. Flips on to first. Sacrifice is good. Minster playing for the one-run lead here in the bottom of the first inning. And here is James Niemeyer stepping in. Niemeyer on the year for the Minster Wildcats, hitting at 338. Heitkamp opened the game, leading off at 270. And Stevie this season was batting 270 as well. Runner at third, one down for Minster, bottom of the first inning. The pitch is just off the plate. Boy, the catcher held the mitt there for an extra split second, and St. Henry didn't get the call. Ball one, 1-0 on Niemeyer, who swings from the right side. Bat cocked high, runner at third for Minster. Pitches above the waist, down the middle, a strike called, and it's 1-1. 1-1 on Niemeyer for Minster, bottom of the first, no score. Minster, a runner in scoring position at third, in the person of Dylan Heitkamp. Lucas Clooney into the stretch. Peaks at third, delivers. There's a high fastball swung on and fouled off the mask of the umpire, who takes that mask off promptly.
That jars you, boy.
And gets his wits about him again. So the count now on the hitter, Niemeyer, Chuck, is what, 2-2?
1-2.
1-2. A ball and two strikes on Niemeyer. Scoreboard with a little bit of a glare. And with a real short memory like I've got, I fail to recall that count two or three pitches later. Big 1-2 pitch to Niemeyer. Runner at third, one out. Minster, bottom of the first. There is a two-seamer fouled out of play to the right. Big giant screen circles a big section of Melcher Street Park.
Protects the houses across the street there.
And the cars. How tall is that screen, Chuck? A good 60 feet or so?
Oh, yeah.
75, maybe? Little in and up. Close. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Clooney wanted it, so did the catcher Bergman. Runner at third for Minster. St. Henry's infield, medium depth to deep in the middle of the diamond, not up on the corners. As St. Henry willing to give up a ground ball scoring run on the diamond here to the batter Niemeyer. Clooney fires. Uh-oh, that might have plunked Niemeyer on the left-hander wrist. Or did it hit the bat? Maybe it got both simultaneously.
We got the knob, but boy, I'll tell you what, that hurts anyway.
It is a foul ball, ruled as such. Boy, it stung the fingers, hand, and wrist of Niemeyer for certain. Two ball, two strike count, 2-2. No score in the game, bottom of the first. Runner at third for Minster, one away. Clooney to his battery mate Bergman. Fastball just an inch off the plate outside. Appeared to be at a good height. Might have been an inch up. Nonetheless, Clooney's gone full on Niemeyer. On deck, Ian Homan for Minster, the first baseman. Back in the box is Niemeyer. Outfield deep around to the left for him. Here's Clooney firing. Fastball way upstairs, and Clooney lost him. So Minster's got two aboard with one out, bottom of the first. And here is Ian Homan stepping in. You got to think that a couple pitches into this batter, Niemeyer might be stealing second. The batter Homan, 333 on the season. He's got some real good pop in that bat. He's knocked in 19. He's got runners on the corners. Ooh, Clooney gets the benefit of a very high strike. Nothing in one on the batter, Holman, for Minster. Well, from this angle, that one was up top.
That will not be a strike the next time they throw that pitch, I promise you.
I think you're right. Runner at first, good lead for Minster. They're on the corners, one away. Clooney for St. Henry in a jam. Here's the fake throw to third. Uh-oh, the return throw to first. Nailed him. Excellent move by Clooney, who looked at third, and that enabled the runner on first for Minster to think he had a secondary lead coming. He did not, because Clooney wheeled and shot a throw to his first baseman. Great tag by Drew Schwederman, a pickoff, and it was a dandy. Swing and a miss at the plate.
0-2.
No balls, two strikes, nothing, and two on Holman. Well, the runner on first for Minster was duped into thinking he could get a little bit more of an edge leading off the bag, and he was hung out to dry. Pitch is wide off the plate. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Holman for Minster. Runner at third now. Single base runner for Minster and two away. Well done, McClooney. Let's see if he gets out of the inning. Curveball down. Holman didn't bite. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Center fielder Beckman into left center for St. Henry. Infield deep. Especially up the middle at short and second. Clooney is into a stretch. Here's the offering to Holman. It's skied in the air. Foul. That one cleared the fence. Does that one get a front yard across the way?
Yeah, oh, I think it went over the top of the corner there.
That sailed over the corner of a home and landed in the backyard. Runner at third for Minster. Two down. Bottom of the first. Payoff pitch to Holman. Wide. My mistake. That was a 2-2 delivery. Out of the zone. Now we go full. Clooney with a bushel basket full of pitches here in the bottom of the first. Minster, a runner in scoring position, did have two in position with one out. Then the Clooney pickoff at first. Full count pitch to Holman. Oh, he popped a fastball right past him.
Wow.
Holman whiff. He's out on strikes. We go to the second. Minster nothing, St. Henry nothing on scorersbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to both with us here on Scores Broadcast. Schaefer Propane, providing propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, gasoline and diesel fuels, along with motor oil, to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Supporting high school sports and our broadcasts here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane. Fourth generation business, we're proud to say. The legacy continues as many of the great grandkids in the Schaefer family becoming a part of the business. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And would you believe, second pitch, top of the second inning, results in our third hit batsman of this contest. We've only had six outs. We've had three hit batters.
And no walks, though.
It's just one.
Well, there was a walk. Yep. That's right.
Yep, James Niemeyer walked. Yep. So Logan Dehan, the right fielder for St. Henry, is plunked. And he's at first. He's shaking it off. A two-hit batsman here for St. Henry, leading off the first, leading off the second. Starting each frame with a hit batter, runner down at first, Dehan, catcher Caden Bergman stepping in. Feet spread apart wide at the plate. He looks to bunt, doesn't. Oh, here's a pitch wide. Throw down to first, runner is nearly out. Oh, he's safe. He just got back in. That was a tight squeeze. Great headlong slide. Nicely done by Logan Dehan.
He avoided the tag because that ball got there before he got back to the bag.
Oh, certainly did. A full split second before did the ball get there. But Niemeyer had to swing the glove around. Dehan sneaked a finger in just in time, and the count goes 2-0 on Bergman here for St. Henry.
Two balls. Two.
Oh, my mistake. That was a strike there. The first pitch was a check swing on the bunt.
Yeah, he went after it, and that was a called strike.
Nothing in two, so the pitcher, Magoteau, ahead in the count on Bergman. Again, those feet are spread very wide. There's a low outside breaking ball, 1-2. Well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, half a dozen people up here in the press box. They will keep me straight on balls and strikes.
It'll take at least that many.
We're all in this together.
Absolutely.
Here's the windup. The pitch to Bergman up and in. It goes to 2-2. Top of the second inning, no score. Minster nothing, St. Henry nothing. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, a lot on the line. St. Henry's lost two in the MAC. Minster one. Here's the pitch for Magoteau. Oh, it's a two-seamer. Missed the outside corner by an eyelash, and the count goes full. That was really close. Magoteau hit his spot just a little off the black. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Bergman. Let's see if Dehan might be running with this pitch. Magoteau delivers. Ball slashed hard to second. Good play by Schwederman. Oh, then he throws it wide into short left field. Runner stays parked at second for St. Henry, which has two aboard.
Wow, makes two incredibly tough plays, and then threw that away.
Yep, Noah Schwederman. Two marvelous plays in the top of the first inning defensively for Minster, and then did a nice job fielding that rocket off the bat of Caden Bergman of St. Henry, but pitched it wide of the mark to his shortstop, Stevie. And now St. Henry attempts to capitalize on the miscue. Two on, nobody out. And here is first baseman Drew Schwederman stepping in for St. Henry. And he looks at a ball outside the zone. In a pickle, here is Magoteau, the junior right-hander for St. Henry. Winding pitching, Magoteau, a cut, a miss, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one of each on the St. Henry hitter. Cocking that bat back and forth is Schwederman. Hitting 350 on the year. Oh, he lays down a bunt. It's up the first baseline. And Schwederman started up the line, ran back to home. First baseman Magoteau for Minster tracks him down, tags him out about three or four steps from home plate. Sacrifice well done by the big first baseman of St. Henry.
That's a nice bunt. Made the pitcher field it.
And here is Jake Schwederman, who steps in for St. Henry. With runners down, second and third, and one away in the top of the second, no score.
Jake and Drew brothers. Drew a senior, Jake the sophomore. And the first delivery to the plate is a ball, 1-0. Infield shallow at the corners for Minster. Medium depth in the middle of the diamond. Here comes Magato with the delivery to the plate. And it's at the letters on the outside corner for strike one called. 1-1. Niemeyer at first for Minster. Came stepping in with the delivery to the plate for Magato. Third baseman for the Wildcats is up tight too. I mistakenly a few minutes ago referenced Niemeyer at first. That was Ian Holman at first base.
Yeah.
Niemeyer's at third. Right. It was a good play by Holman to field the bunt charging and get Schwederman out, who retraced his steps and jogged back toward the plate. Last pitch was fouled away. Oh, a great breaking pitch by Magato. Curveball out ahead was Schwederman. Swung over the top, missed it. Out on the strikeout. Runner still parked at second and third for Carter LaGuire, shortstop for St. Henry.
That took the sack fly out of the equation.
Niemeyer at third, even with the bag. Holman now very deep at first. You're right, Chuck. Oh, there's a wild pitch. But here at Minster, the runners have to stay parked at second and third because we've got, what, Chuck, maybe 18, 20 feet home plate and the stands and the retaining wall. And the ball stuck right there. Good recovery by the Minster catcher. Nice job on the play by Heitkamp. No opportunity for runners to advance for St. Henry. The pitch to LaGuire, curveball just off the outside corner. Oh, it was mighty close. And the count goes to 2-0. Two down for St. Henry. Runners at second and third. Two away here in the top of the second inning. No score. LaGuire looks at it wide again. And should he get aboard, the lineup turns over for Logan Link. Stevie at short. Schwederman at second for Minster. Niemeyer at third. Holman at first. Outfield medium depth for LaGuire, who takes a strike, and it's 3-1. Two down for St. Henry. Each team threatening in this game. Runners in scoring position in each half inning, but no one's played it a run yet. And LaGuire hits a bouncing foul right at home plate. And it goes full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on LaGuire. Holman now very deep at first for Minster. Niemeyer even with the bag at third. Magato stretching, delivers. Oh, there's strike three called. A two-seamer, a blazer, hit the outside corner. Big K for Magato to finish off the top of the second. Still no score. Minster St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
It's no score. Bottom of the second. Each team is threatened. Minster comes calling. Adam Rindler, Lewis Magoteau, and Rylan Edwards hitting for Minster. The fifth, sixth, and seventh hitters in the bottom of frame number two. Zip, zip. Minster St. Henry without a run, without a hit. We've had three hit batsmen in this game. Each team threatening, getting runners to third, but not a run on the board to this point. Here's Adam Rindler, switch hitter, right fielder for Minster. From the left side, takes a very high strike, and he's down 0-1. Nothing and one on Rindler. That's a couple up at the armpits that have been called strikes. Delivery by Clooney of St. Henry. Oh, there's our first hit. It's pasted hard into center field. A line drive single smoked off the bat of Rindler. He's at first for Minster. Here's Lewis Magoteau, Jr., pitcher for Minster, who worked out of a tough jam there in the top of this inning.
He worked out of a tough one in the first inning, too.
Magoteau stepping in from the right side. Runner at first, and you can bet he will be bunting. Good lead by Rindler at first. Tweederman holds him on, and there's a foul ball skied out of play, curling to the right, landing in the street. Nothing and one on Magoteau for Minster. Big ball game for Sales and Minster, tied atop the Midwest Athletic Conference standings. A loss each. St. Henry, two setbacks in conference action. There's a very high pitch, 1-1 on the Minster batter, Lewis Magoteau. Magoteau at the plate so far this season, hitting at about 340. He's been a clutch hitter in this sixth spot in the order. Delivery by Clooney. Bunted first baseline. Oh, it stays fair by an inch. Catcher Bergman hustles out, gathers, shoots a throw down to Schwedemann for the out at first. One out recorded. Advancing down to second goes Rindler for Minster on the sack bunt. Rylan Edwards stepping in now for Minster, left fielder. Again, a man in scoring position. These two clubs have had opportunities, that's for sure. Here's the pitch to Edwards, and it is nubbed in the air off the end of the bat to short left field. Left fielder, who was not deep, strides in. Sticks up the glove, stabs it for the out, catch made. Two down, Logan Link, routine play for him and left for the Redskins. Fly out to left, first pitch hitting Edwards. And here is Alex Schmidtmeyer, DH, batting for the right side, hitting for second baseman Noah Schwedemann. Runner at second, two down Minster, bottom of the second inning. Lucas Clooney looking back at second. There's a high and in fastball, one and nothing. Had some acceleration on that pitch. Probably, what, mid-upper 80s, Chuck?
It's hard to guess, but, yeah, that was probably the hardest pitch he's thrown.
Here is a peek back at second. Rindler leading. There's a high fly ball, right side of the diamond. It leaves the dirt. It's in the grass. First baseman Schwedemann backing up, spears it for the out. Good play, fighting that dim sunshine setting in the west. Good action by the first baseman for St. Henry, Drew Schwedemann. We have played two full, one hit in this game. Pitchers have worked out of jams. Nothing, nothing, top of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all.
SecureCom find solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SECURCOM.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We have the scoreboard stumper here at Minster tonight.
Don't tell him. He might be listening on the radio. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Wally Post, Cincinnati Red Star, had a great career at St. Henry. The question, did he play for any other teams or team in addition to the Cincinnati Reds during his career? Wally Post, Cincinnati Reds, longtime player, outstanding in his day. Star at St. Henry. Did he play for somebody else in addition to Cincinnati in his career? I got the answer. I'm proud of myself.
You did.
Magoteau going to work. And it is a ball and a strike on the first hitter for St. Henry. Top of the order. Beginning of the third, Logan Link, who is hit by a pitch, second pitch of the game in the first inning. Towering fly out of play to the right. I tell you what, Chuck, I'm not sure how much good that tall screen that's 60 to 75 feet high, how much good it really does.
Well, what it does is it helps you when they hit a, if they hit a line drive down that way, they're going to do some damage. So at least it makes it a pop foul.
There's a number up the third baseline on a two-strike pitch. It's fouled off. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Link for St. Henry. Link hitting at a 321 clip on the year. I misread it, actually, 246. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Did Magoteau, the pitcher for Minster. Link is gone. Here's Devin Delside stepping in. St. Henry returned in excess of a dozen seniors. Don't think the Redskins have hit the ball quite as well as Coach Gask would have liked this year. But here we are in May, and it's time to get hot. That's what St. Henry did last season, going all the way to the state semifinals. And lo and behold, our fourth hit batsman.
That tied it up 2-2 now on hit batsman.
Devin Delsite, or I should say.
Oh, that's right, 3-1.
Devin Delsite hit by a pitch thrown by Magoteau, and Delsite is on at first. How about that? Magoteau's hit three. Link, now Delsite, and Dehan. Left-hand batter Hayden Beckman steps in, wears number seven, feet close together, fairly deep in the box. Initial pitch for Magoteau is off the plate outside, 1-0. In very deep right field is Adam Rindler for Minster. Into the stretch goes Magoteau. Good cut, but Beckman might have foul tipped it into the mitt. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on him.
In the playgrounds, we used to call that a ticker.
Even up count here for Beckman as Magoteau delivers another healthy cut and a miss, 1-2. Beckman right around the 280 mark on the year. He's down, a ball and two strikes, runner at first with a lead, Delsite. Delivery by Magoteau, high, wide, count evens up, 2-2. No score, top of the third. Minster nothing, St. Henry nothing. Versailles and Minster tied atop the Midwest Athletic Conference standings, each with a setback in conference action.
Two losses for St. Henry. Ball dubbed foul off to the right, just short of the Redskins dugout. Still 1-2 on Beckman. My mistake on the count, 2-2?
2-2, yeah.
It's even up, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. St. Henry advanced all the way to the state semifinals last year in Division IV after beating Delta St. John's in the regional championship. There's a high pitch and climbing the ladder, Beckman, and he comes up empty. Two strikeouts in the frame for Magato of Minster. And for the contest, that's 4. In fact, Magato has struck out 4 of the last 5 who've batted here for St. Henry. And here's Lucas Clooney, who was out on a ground ball to second back in the first inning. Throw to first, moderately close. The runner, Delsite, back in. Who knows? He might be going. Nothing game. Each team blowing chances with runners in scoring position. There's a pitch inside. Gets away from the Minster catcher. And advancing on down to second is Delsite. My guess is that is a pass ball charged to Eichkamp of Minster.
He got the glove out, but he did not shift. He didn't move his feet. That's why it got by him.
Pitch was well off the ground. It did not hit the dirt. And the count is 1-0. Again, a runner in scoring position. Strike call to Clooney, 1-1. Fastball up in the zone. Magato with some good velocity on that one. He's working quickly, stretching, throws. A two-seamer, a spoiled foul off to the right. Hit the fence beyond the St. Henry dugout. 1-2 on Clooney for St. Henry.
Catcher almost had the ball that time when he swung.
Runner at second for the Redskins. Two down in the third inning. There's a high breaking ball missed by Plenty. Way out of the zone. And the count to Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong, 2-2. It's even up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 on Clooney. Runner at second, St. Henry. The pitch is fouled into the netting to the right. Still 2-2. Outfield very deep in right is Rindler for Minster. And a good depth in left for Ryland Edwards for the Wildcats. Feet spread apart at the plate for Clooney. He swings, lifts one in the air. It's in foul territory down the right field line. It's in the bullpen, and a diving effort is made by Adam Rindler of Minster. He was close to making a circus catch.
That was a heck of an effort right there.
Foul ball down the right field line near the pitching mound. There's probably, 45 feet or so of playable territory in foul ground down both lines?
Yeah, I would think. It fans out a little bit down the line.
Right. So the count on Clooney
still 2-2.
Is 2-2, even up still. 2-2 pitch, runner at second for St. Henry. No score, top of the third, 2 outs. Magato fires, and he got him on strike. Swing and a miss by Clooney as he lunged and reached for a fastball upstairs and could not get a piece of it. And lo and behold, 5 strikeouts for Magato in the game's last 6 hitters he's faced. We go to the bottom of the third. St. Henry nothing, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order
order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schniffel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schniffel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schniffel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Minster hitting to start the bottom of the third. Connor Schmiesing looks at strike one called. The offering from Lucas Clooney, the big 6-2.5 right-hander for St. Henry. Buzzes one inside. It's one and one. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Schmiesing. No score, bottom of the third.
That's cool.
St. Henry nothing, Minster nothing. Got a real scrap going on in the Midwest Athletic Conference. And Schmiesing singles up the middle. He ripped a base hit, a liner through the diamond. Shortstop for St. Henry had no chance. Running off to his left was LaGuire. Not an opportunity to get to that one as Schmiesing cracked it right back through the box.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's just a great athlete. And to have him hitting ninth for you, pretty impressive batting order.
And now he sets the table for the top. Catcher Dylan Eichkamp, is he bunting? He was hit by a pitch to start the game for Minster. Clooney fires, pop-up bunt, first base side, well foul, rolling to the end of the St. Henry dugout, nothing and one on Eichkamp for Minster. Eichkamp, about 275 on the year at the plate, looks down to head coach Mike Wiss. Mike inducted after winning a third state championship in 2017, inducted into the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. State titles earned by Minster when coached by Coach Wiss in 11, 12, and 17. Here's a fine bunt. Well done in the play by Eichkamp, making the pitcher Clooney come off the mound toward first to field. Little flip on to Schwederman for the out at first base. Advancing down to second is Schmiesing. And it seems like about every half inning but one, Chuck, of the 6 half innings in this game through 3 innings, we've had a runner in scoring position.
Yeah, nobody can push him across. So let's see if Minster can get one here.
Here is Tyler Stevie, swings from the right side against Clooney. Infield deep at short. Off the inside, a ball, 1-0 on Stevie. Outfield deep, around to the left. Wow, there must be a good 90 feet of vacant space in right field between the St. Henry right fielder and the line. Pitch to Stevie.
Ooh.
Healthy swing, high fastball, missed it. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Stevie for Minster. Stevie, about 270 on the season at the plate, lifts that bat way above his right shoulder. Clooney looking at second. His offering is just a mite low. It was close. Clooney wanted it. Bergman, the catcher, wanted it. And it's ball two. 2-1 on Stevie. Runner at second. One out. Minster, bottom of the third. No score. Minster nothing. St. Henry nothing.
Some token action by the second baseman for St. Henry, Jake Sweeterman, trying to keep the runner close. And the pitch of the plate is ball two. Two and one. My mistake, two and two is the count. Yes, I stand corrected. And we've got a meeting at an home plate, or I should say on the mound, between catcher Bergman and pitcher Clooney of St. Henry as they talk over pitching strategy here against Stevie of Minster. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. If you want your car looking darn near brand new again, go to Hyatt's Details and Rentals, which will refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. More about Hyatt's in a moment. Big 2-2 delivery to Stevie. Clooney steps off the back of the rubber. Out at second base, Connor Schmiesing. He's got good speed for Minster. He was sacrificed to second on a fine bunt by Dylan Eichamp. And Stevie Kays, swinging a miss. He's out.
Boy, I'll tell you what, each one of these pitchers, once they get somebody in scoring position, have really bared down.
Yep, they have been tough in the clutch. With men aboard, they have made the perfect pitches. Third baseman James Niemeyer hits now for Minster. Two down, runner at second. Bottom of the third frame in five of the 6 half innings. These teams have had runners in scoring position. Pitch to the plate, a little up to Niemeyer. That was at the top of that 15, the 1-5. As we look through the back of Niemeyer, it hits from the right side. Our press box position alongside third. Runner at second for Minster. Pitch by Clooney, fouled to the screen. Strong swing by Niemeyer. One ball, one strike count on him. Runner at second base, two away for the Wildcats in the bottom of the third. No score, St. Henry Minster. Minster with a loss in the MAC to Versailles. Versailles also a defeat at the hands of St. Henry. Here is the pitch to Niemeyer. Breaking ball. Ooh, it caused him to hesitate on the swing, and he could not get a piece. One and two. That was maybe Clooney's best breaking ball of this game.
When you throw the ball as hard as he does, you got to keep that weight on that back foot, and it's hard to do when he throws that breaker.
Right. A ball and two strikes on Niemeyer. Pitch by Clooney way upstairs, a good 7 feet off the ground. Good stab by Bergman, the catcher for the Redskins. And the count is even now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Niemeyer. Clooney is into a stretch, looks back at Schmiesing, who takes a running secondary lead. Swing and a miss by Niemeyer. Looked like a breaking pitch up in the zone, maybe slightly above the strike zone, and Niemeyer could not connect. Three strikeouts in this game now for Clooney. We go to the fourth. Still no score. Good game in progress. Minster nothing. St. Henry nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
0-0 score. Top of the fourth. St. Henry nothing. Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. Offering you paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. We will make a positive difference on how your car looks, rides, and feels. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet, give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow, and the tinning and ceramic coating services are outstanding. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. St. Henry leads off the top of the fourth inning. Stepping into bat is the right fielder, Logan Dehan. Count of a ball and a strike on him. Is that right, Chuck?
Yeah, 1-1.
As I lift my head, foul to the screen. Dehan got a piece of it. Magoteau ahead in the count for Minster. The junior right-hander has struck out 5 of the last 6 hitters he has faced from St. Henry. And he's a strike away from getting Dehan on strikes. Ooh, my, that was mighty close. It was at the hollow of the knee or the top of the shin. Deemed to be a ball by the home plate umpire. 2-2 count on Dehan.
That's a good eye. That's a tough pitch to take.
Magoteau again. Ball grounded to third. Good play behind the bag by Niemeyer. Long throw to Holman. Yes, he got him.
Wow, another good play by Holman at first.
And a superb field of that ground ball. A good 7-8 feet behind the bag by Niemeyer. And an on-the-money delivery to Holman at first base, who stretched out, recorded, one down. Went from 5-3. Here is Bergman stepping in, catcher for St. Henry. Wears 20 on his back. Looks at a high breaking ball for Magoteau. 1-0 is the count. Sun behind the clouds now. Overcast skies, no wind, no threat of rain. Not till well after dark. 2-0 the count on Bergman. 2-0.
I think the heavy stuff is supposed to be south of 70 this time.
Yes, it is. That's right. 2-0 pitch from Magoteau. There is a strike at the bottom of the knee. Bergman didn't like it. Steps out of the box. Looks down to Mike Gast at third. Shakes his head. Counts 2-2. 2-1 in Bergman. Magoteau pumps it. Bergman swings. And he flares one to right. Got it on the barrel. Looped it over the head of Schwederman, the second baseman for Minster, in for a single.
First hit of the game for St. Henry.
One hit apiece in this contest so far. Bergman for St. Henry, or I should say two hits for Minster, one for Rindler, one for Schmiesing, and now the first base knock for St. Henry is registered by Bergman. Pinch runner for St. Henry down at first. Michael Gonzalez has stepped onto the diamond. He is at first. Flashing the signal from across the diamond is Coach Gast at third. A runner at first, one away for St. Henry in the top of the fourth inning. Base knocked to right by Bergman. Drew Schwederman, first baseman, steps in. 0-0 on the back of his jersey. Magoteau peers over at first. Delivers to Schwederman. Half-hearted swing, foul to the screen, 0-1. No balls and a strike on Schwederman of St. Henry. Schwederman so far on the year hitting at about 360. He's got good power. Throw to first, not in time. Runner back. No score in this game. Minster nothing, St. Henry nothing. We're in the St. Henry top of the fourth. Delivered by Magoteau. High foul, out of play to the right. And it's a ball and two strikes. Or I should say no balls and two strikes on Schwederman.
That ball stayed in the tree.
Foul ball cleared the screen, landed in a tree across the street. Runner at first with a lead, one down for St. Henry. Magoteau to Schwederman. Way outside, a ball and two strikes as Magoteau wasted that one.
Coach Gast for St. Henry at third, signaling across the diamond to his runner, who is Bergman.
Gonzalez.
I'm sorry, Gonzalez running for Bergman. Swing and a miss. Here's the throw down to second base. Safe at second. Strikeout at the plate. Good tag applied by Schwederman of Minster. Gonzalez pinch running on the play for Bergman. Just barely beat the tag. Good throw. Fine tag attempt. Gonzalez in by an eyelash. Two down for St. Henry. And here is Jake Schwederman stepping in with a runner in scoring position again.
Pitch.
Strike one on the hitter, Jake Schwederman for St. Henry. And once again now, for the sixth time in seven half innings, a runner in scoring position in this game. Magoto fires. The outside block. One and one on Jake Schwederman of St. Henry. Outfield deep and right. Rindler's well back. Good 80 feet off the line or so. Curveball by Magoto. It is top to third. Niemeyer foul. About a foot and a half outside the bag. So the count is a ball and two strikes, one and two on the batter, Jake Schwederman for St. Henry. Two down, top of the fourth. 0-0 game. Minster nothing, St. Henry nothing. Magoto peers in, gets the sign, quick delivery, way high and outside, and it goes to 2-2.
Great play by the catcher.
Well done by Heitkamp. He saved a wild one to the retaining wall behind home plate. Of course, it's not far back there, and the ball might bounce off the cushion a little bit. So it's tough to advance on a pass ball or wild pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. But Jake Schwederman, he tried to dig down and get a low curve. And he hacked at it. Came up empty. We are in the middle of the fourth. St. Henry nothing, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and we earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-double-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Up seven strikeouts have now been registered by Lewis Magoto, pitcher of Minster, as he got the last two St. Henry batters there in the fourth on K's to reach a total of seven in this game. It's scoreless. Bottom of the fourth inning, Ian Holman, first baseman for Minster, leads it off. He struck out back in the first inning. Lucas Clooney, the big 6'2.5", 230-pound right-hander, on the bump for the Redskins. Wheels and deals, a cut, a miss, a strike. Holman has K'd in one appearance to the plate. Clooney gets the sign from his catcher, Bergman. He whips another one in there, and that ball is flown to right. And the right fielder for St. Henry is pretty well camped, moves in a couple steps. Easy play for Logan Dehan in right field. Ball lofted to him off the bat of Ian Holman. Here's Adam Rindler stepping in now, switch hitter for Minster. He has one of the two Wildcats hits. Rindler from the left side. Outfield still shades him a little bit to the left. Pitch up and in on Rindler. The ball, no strikes, 1-0. Third baseman for St. Henry is thinking, Rindler might try to drop one down the third base path. So Delsyth is up at third. Strike on Rindler. 1-1, 1-1. Rindler fairly deep in the box. Strides into a pitch and hits a looping foul to the left. Out of play, beyond the press box here. Well beyond the third base bag and into the street. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. The count on Rindler, one out for Minster. Bottom of the fourth, no score. Clooney winds, fires. Ball stroke to short on the third op. The shortstop gloves for St. Henry. Fires to first, out, recorded. Clean play turned in by the shortstop for the St. Henry Redskins, Carter LaGuire. Ball was hit well, but right at LaGuire. It was smacked off the bat. Rindler's hit the ball on the button twice. Two down for Minster here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here is pitcher Lewis Magoteau, Jr. He has been dynamite on the mound so far in this game. And he hits a high foul, which lands right on the top of the St. Henry dugout. Magoteau, a sack bunt back in the second for Minster. Minster's had two hits, one by Rindler leading off the second, one by Schmiesing leading off the third. No one on for Minster. There's a high pitch struck to right field over the first baseman's head. It's a single about 15 to 20 feet fair off the bat of Lewis Magoteau as he goes opposite way. Took the Clooney fastball on the outside half to the right side of the park.
That's what you try to teach kids, but it's not easy. Kids love to try to pull the ball.
Here is Rylan Edwards for Minster. Runner at first, two away, bottom of the fourth. A lead for Magoteau. Edwards looks at a pitch up top for a ball, 1-0. Clooney on the mound for St. Henry. He has struck out three, hit a batter. Clooney looking long at first, throws inside, almost clipped the jersey of Edwards, who is ahead in the count at 2-0. Significant game in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster with a loss in conference play. St. Henry with two. And Minster is tied atop the standings with Versailles in the loss column. A look at first, the pitch by Clooney. Inside off the corner by a smidgen, and the count goes 3-0. 3-0 on Edwards. If Edwards gets aboard via a walk, Chuck, we'll have a runner in scoring position again in a half inning of play. There's a fastball in for a strike above the belt, 3-1. 3-1 on Edwards. 316 batter on the year. Hits in the seventh hole in the lineup. The delivery, a cut, a miss, strike two. It goes full. Clooney reared back. Boy, he had some MPH on that one, Chuck.
Yeah, that was right on the knees, and a good swing at it. Just got to keep your head on the ball.
Well, Clooney is bowing his back, trying to come all the way back after 3-0 against Edwards. Strikes him out. Swing and a miss. Edwards, he wailed away at a high fastball and didn't connect. Out on strikes, Clooney. K's Edwards to close the fourth. We head to the fifth inning. St. Henry nothing, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And welcome back to Minster, Melcher Street Park, nothing-nothing game. St. Henry Minster locked up in a scoreless battle. St. Henry hits here in the top of the fifth inning. Carter LaGuire leads it off. And Louis Magoteau, pitcher for Minster, got two strikeouts to close out the second, struck out the side in the third. Got two more K's to finish the fourth. He has totaled seven fans in all. As we were saying a few minutes ago, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport works on cars, cycles, trucks, tractors, boats, buses, even semis, and renews and restores the appearance of anything on wheels. Phone 937-295-5268, 295-5268. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. Best such service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's in Newport on Route 66, just north of Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. 1-1 count on the leadoff hitter LaGuire for St. Henry in the top of the fifth inning in a 0-0 tussle. Magoteau has been razor sharp on the bump for Minster. He's only allowed one hit in this game. There's a high breaking pitch up under the chin of LaGuire. 2-1 counts. LaGuire, a strikeout victim back in the second. Foul to the screen, and it's 2-2. Outfield shading LaGuire a little left. Well back at third is Niemeyer, a good 7-8 feet behind the bag. Medium depth at short for Stevie for Minster. Here's the delivery, low and away to LaGuire. And the count goes to 3-2, right, Chuck? Full?
3-2.
Big pitch here for Magoteau. He doesn't want to allow the first man to reach for St. Henry in the fifth inning. There's a low outside breaking ball, and it's ball four. And Magoteau puts the first runner aboard to start the fifth for the Redskins. Magoteau, oddly enough, has hit three batters in this game, and that was his first walk. Logan Link steps in, leadoff batter for St. Henry. Where's number one on his back? Feet close together, deep in the box. It's a ball, low and away. I bet both pitchers, Chuck, through four innings, probably pushing, what, 75 to 80 pitches?
They both thrown quite a few.
Outside, no, is it on the corner? I missed the motion of the umpire.
Yep, called a strike, 1-1.
1-1 count on Link. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Link. Hit by a pitch, a strikeout victim, and two at-bats. Magoteau, the junior right-hander, twists a curveball up there, well outside the zone and low, and the count goes to 2-1. So after a base on balls allowed by Magoteau, he falls behind Link at 2-1. Pitch to the plate, bunt up the first base line, rolling. Ooh, it's a couple inches foul.
Boy, I tell you, good play by Minster not fielding that, because if they would have got that grab, that it was going to be a hit.
fine alertness by Dylan Eitkamp, the catcher for Minster. He followed that ball up the first base line about 25 or 30 feet, and at the last instant, the ball kind of wormed its way into foul ground. Here is the 3-2 pitch of the plate. Or I should say the 2-2 pitch of the plate. Low and outside in the dirt, and now it's 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Link. Runner at first in the person of LaGuire for St. Henry. Mighty significant pitch right here. Magoteau whips one in there, and it's spoiled, foul off to the right. Good at bat here for Link. Still full count on him. LaGuire at first, aboard via a base on balls. No score in the game, top of the fifth. Throw to first, moderately close, runner back sliding in ahead of the tag from Holman. Cloudy skies now here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Sun setting well behind us to the west. There's a ball stroked hard in the hole between short and third. It was tagged, tattooed off the bat of Logan Link of St. Henry. A sharp single into left. You heard the crack of the bat, I'm sure, via our online coverage. That ball was belted, base hit for Link, runners at first and second, and now Delsite comes to the plate. The bunt is in order, and we've got conferences on the mound and at third. F&M Bank is here to help you earn more with our newest checking account called Loyalty Rewards Checking. You know, while other banks may value your loyalty, F&M is your local community bank that rewards you for being loyal. Visit an F&M branch or apply online and experience unlimited transactions, a free debit card, ATM fee refunds, and free online and mobile banking at F&M Farmers and Merchants, formerly Peoples. With local offices in Urbana, Sydney, Anna, and Jackson Center, you'll experience hands-on open communication. Plus, loyalty rewards checking earns you up to 5.55% APY on balances up to $25,000. You just have to meet 3 loyal customer qualifiers. You better not wait. Open your new F&M bank account today, locally, or at fm.bank. That's fm.bank online. Member FDIC. Situation out, Chuck, for Minster, a bit sticky. St. Henry puts the first two aboard here in the fifth.
Well, I think you're right. I think you got to think, Bunt. I've been trying to steal the signs. I can't catch his indicator, so I'm not sure.
Here is Devin Delsite, ace pitcher, third baseman for St. Henry. Steps in, two runners on, and he looks at a fastball from Magoteau. Yes, inside corner at the knees as Delsite brought the bat back and looked at it.
Yeah, and Minster had the play on, first and third charging, second short covering the bases.
Third baseman Niemeyer up at third. Two aboard for St. Henry. Nobody out top of the fifth. Magoteau stretching. Foul bunt off to the right of the plate. Count goes to 0-2. Nothing in two. Interesting development there. Minster's second baseman, Schwederman, was racing in hard from second. He was going to cover that bunt between the mound in the first base bag.
That's when you hope he's not swinging away.
Exactly. He had given up his position at second. Let's see what's in order here. Two-strike count on Delsite. Two on, none out, St. Henry. There's a ball clobbered toward third. Oh, what a play. Phenomenal play by Niemeyer. Spectacular. He fielded the hot shot and tagged the runner. Woo! Man, oh, man.
That was a heck of a play.
Carter LaGuire nailed stellar action down at third by Niemeyer of Minster. Diving stop. He looked like a young Brooks Robinson right there. Dove off to his left. And the instant he gloved the ball, he made the swipe tag on the runner who could not avoid Niemeyer.
One out, runners at first and second. Ball line hard to right field. Off and running Rindler, and Rindler makes a great catch. Diving toward the line, and he doubles up the runner at second, who is around third and headed home. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow.
You will never see two better plays in a row by an infielder and an outfielder in a high school game.
My goodness, that was exciting.
That ball was belted to right field off the bat of Aiden Beckman. He turned on one, and if it gets by Rindler, it's at least a triple. Who knows? Maybe an inside the park homer. The ball would have rolled and rolled forever. Rindler sold his body out for that one and made a diving catch about 10 feet fair deep down the right field line, and that came after Niemeyer at third made a phenomenal play, fielding a hot shot, diving off to his left, and tagging the St. Henry runner in almost the same motion.
Boy, I tell you what, it's just two great plays back-to-back.
Incredible defensive efforts by Minster. And again, St. Henry, with men in scoring position, is shut out in the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, the fans here at Melcher Street Park in Minster were treated to two of the best back-to-back defensive plays you may ever see in a high school baseball game.
Boy, both of them were just outstanding, and it kept St. Henry off the score. That ball drops. I don't know where the batter would have ended up, but they would have scored two runs.
Niemeyer at third, Rindler in right field. Two sensational plays for Minster to shut out St. Henry there in the top of the fifth. Minster batting with a count of 2-0 on the first hitter, Schmidtmeyer, to start off the bottom of the fifth frame. Clooney working, fires. Ball grounded hard to short. Oh, it's fumbled. It's kicked by the shortstop for St. Henry, who gathers in time to throw on to nip the runner at first base. Nicely done. Good second effort out there by LaGuire for St. Henry. Key was, he squared up, got in front of the ball, and it fell right at his feet.
Well, as a fielder, you got to know who the runner is going to first, and he knew he could still get up and make a play. So, no, that was a great play. That's three in a row.
Yep, here's Connor Schmiesing stepping in now for the Minster Wildcats. He singled to start the third and was left stranded. He looks at a breaking ball from Clooney. It's a good one. Strike one called. Nothing and one on Connor Schmiesing for Minster here in the bottom of the fifth. We are scoreless. Zip, zip. Minster one loss in the MAC. St. Henry two. High pop-up right side of the diamond. It's in the infield. It's going to stay fair. First baseman wanders two or three steps to his left and catches for St. Henry. Ball fell right into the lap of the Redskins first baseman, Drew Schwederman. Schmiesing retired, popped to first, hits in this game at a premium, a couple for St. Henry, could have had one or two more in that last half inning. Great plays by Minster, stopped St. Henry from scoring,
Minster so far in this contest with 1, 2, 3 hits by Rindler, Magato, and Schmiesing. And Dylan Heitkamp steps in with 2 down here in the bottom of the 5th inning. And we've had conferences on the mound and just short of the third base coaching box at the moment. No score in our game. Minster batting 2 out in the bottom of the 5th. Hey, the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool manufacturing, special grinds, and tool sharpening at a fraction of the replacement cost. We also do all kinds of machining and precision grinding. O'Reilly always accepting applications at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists in various entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool. Please to participate here on ScoresBroadcast.com and supports the region's academic and athletic programs. 2 out for Minster, bottom of the 5th. Clooney whips a pitch inside off the corner to Dylan Heitkamp, leadoff batter for Minster, with 2 down in the 5th frame. Clooney works again, way up top, 2-0. So if you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi and ScoresBroadcast.com for all the exciting action. And we've got it here tonight on Scores. Foul ball to the right off the bat of Heitkamp. Catcher Bergman over, and it drops out of play. 2 balls and a strike, 2-1 on the hitter for Minster, Dylan Heitkamp, who's been hit by a pitch, has a sack bunt. Officially, technically, Chuck, that's 0-0. Not an official AB in this game for Heitkamp. Pitch to him. Fastball tight. No good inside. 3-1. 3 balls and a strike on Dylan. Yep, these two teams have played a lot of close games all year long. Minster has 4 defeats by a total of 6 runs. They've won a handful of one-run games. Heitkamp aboard, a base on balls. Here's Tyler Stevie. This is one of those games, Chuck, that is 1-0 tailor-made, it feels.
Yeah, this may come down to somebody making a mistake.
Here is Stevie, 22 on his back. Heitkamp at first for Minster. Got good speed. Rarely do you see a catcher in the leadoff spot, but Heitkamp is there for the Wildcats and is very good at doing just that. Stevie looks at a pitch, outside corner, above the waist, strike one called. Look at the room in right field for Stevie. I bet he's got 100 feet between the right fielder and the right field line. Up and in, fastball, 1-1.
Yeah, if he hits something hard down the right field line, he could probably go around the bases twice.
Yeah, a shot 15, 20 feet fair. That's an easy triple. Scores the run without question. At first base with a lead is Heitkamp. 1-1 pitch to Stevie, upcoming from Clooney. Runner going, pitch is high. Bergman's throw is in time, and the throw is right on the helmet of the runner, sliding in. Heitkamp nailed. Fine throw, good tag. Perfectly done by the experienced catcher Bergman of St. Henry.
I think the pitch was high on purpose. I think that they've done that twice now. I think that's their version of a pitch out.
Tag applied by Jake Schwederman down there at second base by the St. Henry Redskins to register out number 3 here in the 5th. We go to the 6th. Still nothing for either team. Zip, zip, St. Henry Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
It is a 0-0 scoreless game. Top of the sixth, Redskins bat. Minster nothing, St. Henry nothing. Chuck, we'd be remiss if a couple of those great plays turned in by Minster when St. Henry batted last were not Wisebridge plays.
Oh, they were absolutely Wisebridge plays.
The one by Niemeyer at third. Great dive, lunging stop on the ground ball, swipe tag, runner going by. Terrific catch, sliding on the ground, parallel to the turf in right field by Rindler. They were Wisebridge plays of this game. And the batter at the plate for St. Henry is hit. Second pitch of the sixth inning hits Lucas Clooney on the left shoulder. And as good as Magoto has been in this contest, Chuck, on the bump for Minster, allowing just, two hits? He's hit four batters.
Yeah, I know. Throwing in, I mean, he's not afraid to throw inside, that's for sure. But, hitting him is the same as a walk.
Logan Dehan steps in. Pinch runner now for St. Henry. LeBrun is down at first base. Pinch running in this situation. He comes off the bench. As we have a conference, Coach Gast at third, plate umpire. One on, none out. St. Henry, top of the sixth inning. No score in this game. Two phenomenal plays an inning ago by Niemeyer and Rindler of Minster. They were our Wisebridge plays. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
There is a bunted foul to the left. It looked like the hitter for St. Henry was bunting somewhat in self-defense.
Yeah, that's where you want to throw that pitch if you know they're going to bunt.
Yep, good job by the pitcher, Magoto, for Minster as he poured one up and in. Fouled bunt attempt by Dehan. Runner at first, LeBrun, pinch running for St. Henry. Minster charging, middle of the diamond, pitch missed, low and away. One ball, one strike, 1-1. 1-1 count on the hitter for St. Henry, top of the fifth, one aboard, no outs recorded. Niemeyer way up at third for Minster. A lead for LeBrun at first. There is a breaking ball. It is around the inside corner, just missed, 2-1. Magoto falls behind. Two balls and a strike on Dehan, runner at first for St. Henry.
That is the lead run in this game and a scoreless tie. Deanne Cox, that bat back at the plate. Magoteau fires, low and away. Looked like a two-seamer, just missed. Three balls and a strike, the count. And St. Henry, a pitch away from putting the lead run at second with nobody down here in the sixth inning. Here is Magoteau, set to throw a big one. 3-1 delivery. Fastball well wide off the plate. He walked him.
Wow. So we're going to have another pinch runner.
Well, we've got runners at first and second now for St. Henry. Here's Caden Bergman, the catcher. And you can bet a bunt is in order here for Bergman. Got a meeting of the minds at home plate. Pinch runners LeBrun and Schwartz on the bases now for St. Henry. Stepping in to hit is Bergman. He was safe on a second baseman miscue back in the second. And he has singled in this contest. Coach Gast at third just flashed the sign. And let's see what's up the sleeve of St. Henry here. Two on, nobody out. Redskins top of the sixth. This game has been filled with base runners. Nobody's been able to come up with that timely hit. It looked like St. Henry was going to score last inning. A shot down the right field line appeared to be a double or triple made to order. And Rindler for Minster robbed the batter with a spectacular catch. Pitch to Bergman. Low and away, and that's where Magoteau has been delivering pitches here lately. Not off the plate to the arm side, but pitching into that left-hand batter's box. He's been overthrowing, pulling his pitches, if you will.
I think it may come from hitting four people.
1-0 on Bergman, and it looked like he started to bunt. Did the ball get a piece of the bat? I think it did. I thought it might have.
2-0.
It's called a ball, and it's 2-0. It looked like the hitter Bergman had the bat out in the bunting zone. I thought maybe the pitch might have gotten a piece of the barrel, but 2-0 count on Bergman. He squares way outside and low, 3-0. And Louis Magoteau on the bump for Minster has lost his touch here in the sixth inning. Nothing score, two on for St. Henry. Top of the sixth, no one out, three balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Bergman. And I know you take one here, Chuck. You take two?
You definitely take one, and then I think you pick a zone. And if the pitch is there, you go for it. If not, you go ahead and take second one.
Okay, Coach. I'll go with that. Back in the box, Bergman, 3-0 count. Two runners aboard St. Henry, no one out. No score. There's a strike outside corner. Thigh high. That was a good velocity pitch by Magoteau, who's trying to come back all the way here. Coach Gast at third. I don't think he flashed the hit away. Let's see if it was the bunt call. It was. And it's bunted foul directly toward the St. Henry dugout alongside first. So Magoteau's worked his way back 3-2. Chuck, you picked off the sign, but third base coach Mike Gast.
Well, I think the indicator is the tip bill of his cap.
Okay. Interesting. Well done. We've got a good perspective up here. We've got a vantage point that no one else has got.
I could coach at Michigan. I steal signs with the best of them.
Here is the 3-2 pitch to Bergman. He squares to bunt and looks at ball four. Oh, it was just outside. Boy, I don't know. Maybe you could have slid an index card, the thickness of it, between the ball and the outside black.
Yeah, I don't know. That looked pretty good to me.
It was that tight. Ball four to Bergman. They're loaded. The hit batsman, two walks. Sacks are filled for Minster, or I should say for St. Henry, here at the top of the sixth inning. And we've got meetings of the minds all over the place. We'll step out and then come back. Big threat by St. Henry, top of the sixth inning, no score. Redskins and Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Yep, here we go. Top of the sixth inning. Bases full for St. Henry. Two walks, a hit batsman. Drew Schwederman steps in. No score in this game. Minster nothing, St. Henry nothing. Infield up for Minster. Looking for maybe a safety squeeze. Of course, you got to force that at the plate. That makes getting it out on the safety squeeze a little bit easier. Low and away on the first pitch. Offered up to the plate by Magato. He missed the strike zone. His control has wavered here in the sixth. Schwederman the hitter. He's had a sack, bunt, a strikeout. Here's the 1-0 pitch to him. Magato fires, and it's a towering foul behind home plate. 1-1 on Schwederman. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, longtime sponsor. For many years, Barker, south of Anna, north of Sydney on 25A, has been one of the most valued insurance agencies in the area. Thank you so much, Barker Insurance. Big pitch to Schwederman. High fastball. He hacked at it. Missed. 1-2 count. That was well out of the zone, and it was not a convincing swing by the hitter.
Not sure why he swung at that.
1-2 delivery here for Magato, who's searching for the K. Breaking ball up and away off the corner. Might have been at the letters, but it was a shade outside. And the count goes to 2-2. Magato doesn't dare go 3-2. He fires to Schwederman, who swings and lost a high fly ball to pretty deep left. It's along the foul line. Left fielder for Minster catches in foul territory and shoots a throw to the cutoff man, Niemeyer, and St. Henry can't advance the man from third.
Yeah, with no outs, you're not going to try to make that run. With one out, I think you send him.
Rylan Edwards caught the ball a few steps in foul territory down the left field line and quickly zipped a throw to Niemeyer. Heads-up choice by Coach Gast of St. Henry at third. All runners stayed put, one down. And hitting now is Jake Schwederman, second baseman for St. Henry. Bases loaded, one away. Swing and a miss. Magato buzzed a fastball in there. And the hitter was late. We're in the top of the sixth inning. St. Henry needs a fly ball much deeper than the last one. Or a safe hit to the outfield. Pitch to Schwederman. Tap foul to the home plate end of the Minster dugout. And Magato is up in the count, 0-2. Magato has got Schwederman right where he wants him. Bases loaded, St. Henry. One out, top of the sixth. No score in this game. Outfield deep and left. Infield is up snug for Minster. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Flailing at it was the batter, Jake Schwederman. He couldn't get a piece. Great comeback here by Magato. Here is Carter LaGuire stepping in for St. Henry. I tell you what, whatever head coach Mike West said to Magato, he'd better bottle that up and save the formula. So far, it's worked. Magato trying to rebound. Base is full. He's gotten two out. The pitch to LaGuire. Yes, two-seamer at the knees. Strike one.
Get out ahead of the batter. That's important.
Now the infield can play comfortably at normal depth.
Got a force anywhere.
Indeed. Here is Magoto looking at his runners. Throws to LeGuire. Swings. Little looper. Right field line. Second baseman Schwederman on the run. Fair territory. Got it for the out. Minster makes the play again. Defensive gem turned in shallow right field. About 10 feet fair or so. Well done by Noah Schwederman. Second sacker for Minster. Fine play. Ball looked like it might fall, but it held up long enough for Schwederman to gather it in and end the St. Henry sixth. What a ball game here at Minster. St. Henry nothing, Minster nothing. Cats come to bat, bottom of the sixth, on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Nothing, nothing, ball game. Bottom of the sixth, Minster comes to bat. Clooney still on the bump for St. Henry. He has allowed just 1, 2, 3 hits. St. Henry has managed just a pair of safeties off of right-hander junior Lewis Magoto for Minster. A few minutes ago, we let you know all about Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857 for Barker Insurance, south of Anna, north of Sydney on 25A, just north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Tyler Stevie, the hitter for Minster, he was at the plate when Dylan Heitkamp was thrown out stealing in the fifth inning to end that frame. So it's Stevie, Niemeyer, Holman, 2, 3, and 4 for Minster against Clooney. The big 6'2.5 right-hander who's thrown well for St. Henry, 0-0 game.
Well, they had two pinch runners that inning, so now they happen to re-enter him in the game. That's what's happening with the scorebooks.
Scorebooks are square, all straight. Here's Stevie from the right side hitting for Minster. Clooney fires, three-quarter fastball is pumped in there, swing and a miss by Stevie. Doesn't look like Clooney's lost much off the heater. He's at good velocity all day. Here's the strike one pitch to Stevie. Grounded hard to third. Oh, right through the wickets. Third baseman Delsite went down. The ball skipped past him, right between the legs. Ball was hit sharply. Delsite was a step or two in front of the bag. I think you have to score that in error. It was hit right at him.
That's got to be a hit because he's a kid.
I guess technically you could say it didn't touch a leg or a glove.
Didn't touch him. Now, going on. In a major league, that's an error, but right there, that's a hit.
Now, I'll tell you what, my first time at bat in junior varsity baseball, back in my 10th grade days, I hit a ball just like that to the third baseman. I scored the run, 1-0. Pitcher got credit for a no-hitter. I was safe on an error. I did not get credit for a single. It was just like that. I'm going to score it an E5. Well, ball hit hard by Stevie, right between the legs of Delside at third. And here is James Niemeyer stepping in. What do? Do you have Niemeyer bunt? Fine hitter, right side. He squares. Looks at Clooney's throw, which is down. A ball and no strikes. We're in the bottom of the sixth. A run could be decisive here. Nothing contest. St. Henry Minster won a heck of a game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Delivery by Clooney to Niemeyer. It's wide, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Minster Wildcats have been very good in tight games this year. They played a number of them. Minster's also lost a few nail-biters. 2 one-run games, 2 two-run games. Niemeyer bunts, right side foul toward the St. Henry dugout. He tried to push it up the first base line and make the pitcher go get it. The count on Niemeyer.
2-1.
2 balls and a strike. Runner at first is Stevie, who is safe on the error at third. Here is the pitcher Clooney into the stretch. Pitching Niemeyer. Infielder's charge. It's up and away. Count is 3-1. Clooney in a bit of a jam here. Nobody throwing in the St. Henry bullpen. 3 balls, 1 strike. 3-1 on Niemeyer. Third baseman Delsite, 4 or 5 steps in on the grass at third. Middle of the infield, double play depth. 3-1 pitch to Niemeyer. It's bunted, popped up, third base side. Diving Delsite, foul territory, can't get a glove on it. It goes as a foul ball. 3-2. Delsite gave it all he had, and now he returns to normal position at third with 2 strikes on Niemeyer, 3-2 count. Runner at first base for Minster. No one out in the bottom of the sixth. Lead run, perhaps the deciding run at first. Strike 3 call. Niemeyer looked at a two-seamer right down the pike. At the hollow of the knee, he is out, called out on strikes, one away. Here is Ian Holman up. Well, sooner or later, Chuck, you think Minster has got to try and move that runner at first base?
Well, they just tried, and they failed. They tried to bunt, didn't get him down there.
Steal attempt might be in order here. Ian Holman at the plate. Clooney in his stretch. Here's the windup, the pitch, fouled off the mask of the plate ump. It's a strike. 0-1. Did I miss a pinch runner down at first? I don't think that is Stevie.
It's Kaus.
Yes. Caleb Kaus. C-O-U-S-E. Kaus. Caleb Kaus in pinch running at first. And the plate umpire for this game gets a little bit of a reprieve, a respite. Conferences alongside third and first as the plate ump was hit with a foul ball that jarred the mask.
Oh, boy.
A Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie is at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children, too. 40 years in business. We will style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Well, here we go. One out. Minster, bottom of the sixth. Runner at first. It is Kaus. Pinch running for Stevie. And Minster bunts again. The ball is topped up the first base line. It's rolling. Does it stay fair? It does. It's a base hit. The catcher for St. Henry, Bergman, came out of a stance behind home plate, watched the ball hit the ground 2-3 times, and then it lit on a blade of grass about an inch or two fair. And now Minster has runners at first and second with one out. Bunt single, Minster, bottom of the sixth, two aboard. And here is Adam Rindler, switch hitter, left side against Clooney. Outfield shading Rindler a little left. Foul tip out of the mitt to the catcher, Bergman. Nothing and one on Rindler. Outfield fairly deep in right and center, not quite as deep in left. Good wheels and Kaus out at second. Does Mike Wiss send him on a single to the outfield? Here is the stretch by Clooney. Pitch on the way to Rindler. The one-strike throw is skied in the air to the left side of the park. It's in foul ground. Left fielder for St. Henry is in foul territory in the bullpen. He gloves it for the out and wheels the throw back to the diamond. Good play in left. Nicely done by Link of St. Henry to retire the hitter, Rindler, for Minster. Fly out to left, and here's Louis Magoteau. A chance for the Minster pitcher to maybe win his own game.
There you go. That's what you need to do as a pitcher, get yourself a win.
Runners at first and second for the Wildcats. Two down, bottom of the sixth. First pitch, Clooney to Magoteau. Here it comes. And there's a high fastball, towered out of play over the screen to the right. Might have grazed down the side of the screen and stayed in Belcher Street Park. Yep, a fan, I think, picked it up and flipped it back to the Wildcats coach. One strike the count. Magoteau has a hit in this game so far, a sack bunt. One for one officially for Magoteau, the Minster pitcher, who tries to give himself and Minster the edge in this contest. 0-0 tie. Clooney pitches. Magoteau check swing foul off the screen, and it's 0-2. And now you've got to protect. Outfield extremely deep in right. Boy, a single right of second base is going to score Kaus from second base for sure. Here's the two-strike pitch coming from Clooney to Magoteau. Nothing, nothing tie. Bottom of the sixth. Two on for Minster, two out. These two pitchers, Magoteau and Clooney, have been brilliant in hot water in this game, leaving about 16 runners aboard throughout this contest. The pitch to Magoteau, curveball, foul to the right. That one bounces into a front yard, and it's still 0-2, nothing and two on Magoteau. Inning started when Tyler Stevie was safe on an error at third. A ball was shot through the wickets of Delsite, then a strikeout, then a great bunt up the first baseline. Here's a fly ball to pretty deep right field. It's in foul ground. It's in the bullpen. And a running effort by the St. Henry right fielder. He gloves it near the fence in foul territory, but he cannot hang on. A-plus effort down the line by Logan Dehan. It looked like, Chuck, he got the mitt on the ball and the ball inside the mitt for an instant.
Yeah, I think he touched it, but the fence was right there. That's a tough play.
So, new life for Magoteau. He's at the plate for Minster, nothing in two. He has been spraying fouls to the right side of the park, down in the count, nothing in two. Deliver by Clooney. Fastball, swing, and a miss. He struck him out. Good job by Lucas Clooney on the bump for St. Henry as he powered a fastball by Magoteau and leaving two aboard Minster here in the bottom of the sixth. Guess what? We go to the seventh. 0-0 tie. Minster, St. Henry on scores, broadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Up here is the situation, top of the seventh. Lucas Clooney, pitcher for St. Henry, has thrown six, 88 pitches. He is 37 from the max of 125. Magoto has thrown 106 for Minster. He's 19 away from 125. Of course, if you reach 125 during an at-bat, you can finish that batter. But that's where we stand, top of the seventh inning. St. Henry, Minster, no score, nothing, nothing, as these two heavyweights in the Midwest Athletic Conference duke it out at Minster. Magoto throws ball one to the first batter for St. Henry here in the top of the seventh inning. And there's a line drive spanked toward center off the bat of LaGuire, coming in and grabbing knee-high center fielder for Minster. Well done, Connor Schmiesing. Ball was tagged, but it's an out. I'm sorry, that was Logan Link. My error, Link was hitting. He lined to center. Link hit the ball hard. He tattooed it. Good play by Schmiesing. So Link is retired. On the out to center field, Devin Delsight, third baseman for St. Henry, steps in. Delsight swings from the right side. Magoto wheels and deals. That either hit the bat or hit Delsight. And plate umpire says it grazed the metal.
Foul ball.
Foul ball. Yep. So it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Delsight. He's had a sack bunt, hit batsman. And the hard ground ball to third, on which the third baseman, Niemeyer, made a spectacular play for Minster and turned it into a tagout of the runner advancing from second to third. Delsight behind now, 1-2 after a foul ball to the right. Louis Magoto gutting it out on the mound for Minster. He, like Clooney, has thrown shutout ball. Delsight swings, and he smacks a hard line drive, cracks it in the hole between third and short into left field. A base hit. Devin Delsight of St. Henry. Delsight officially 1-for-2. He's on at first. Hayden Beckman, real good hitter, steps in. Grounded to second, struck out, and lined into the double play along the right field line. Here is Beckman, hard ground ball to short. Shortstop fields near the bag, touches second base. Throw to first by Stevie. DP, double play, turned in by Minster. Beckman hit it right on the screws, but the shortstop, Stevie, was moving towards second and turned it into a twin killing. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Nothing, nothing. Minster, St. Henry on scores, broadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Yep, Lucas Clooney on the mound for St. Henry. He's right around the 100 mark in terms of pitches thrown. And Minster will send up in the bottom of the seventh inning, needing a run here to win the game. Rylan Edwards, Alex Schmidtmeyer, and Connor Schmiesing bat for Minster in the bottom of the seventh. Edwards has flown to left and struck out. Clooney throws outside. You can hear the plate umpire say, that's out. Not an out, but it's outside off the corner. One ball, no strikes, one and nothing on Edwards of Minster. Clooney fires. There's a strike. Good breaking ball inside corner at the thighs. One and one. Bottom of the seventh inning, Minster nothing, St. Henry nothing. Clooney winds, fires, and there is a pitch that missed the outside corner, I think.
2-1.
Don't believe the plate umpire signaled a strike. It's 2-1. He made sort of a lean to the right but didn't bring up the right arm. 2-1 pitch to Edwards. Ground ball to third to Delsyke. Backhand play, gloved it, dropped it, picked it up, threw to Schwederman, out at first base. Delsyte with a nifty glove there.
He has to feel better now.
Yep, ball was ticketed right down the line. Tell you what, if Delsyte is another step and a half towards second, that's in there for a base hit. So retired on the play is Edwards. 5-3, one out for Minster. Bottom of the seventh, here's Alex Schmidtmeyer. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. Fastball up and in, 1-0 on Schmidtmeyer. Here is Clooney swinging into action. The big 6-2.5 right-hander for St. Henry fires. There's a fastball strike at the letters, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Schmidtmeyer. He's been retired twice so far in this game. Delivery by Clooney. Breaking ball is low and away, and it's 2-1. Four hits in this game for Minster. A bunt single for Holman. A hit for Rindler. One for Edwards. A base knock for Schmiesing. And the count goes to 3-1 here on Schmidtmeyer of Minster. No one on, one out. Bottom of the seventh inning, 0-0 tie, Redskins and Wildcats. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, a lot on the line. One game in the loss column separates these two clubs in the MAC standings. 3-1 pitch to Schmidtmeyer. It is a little up, and it's ball four. It was mighty close. Schmidtmeyer looked it over. Bergman, the catcher, wanted it. Action in the St. Henry bullpen. Runner at first for Minster. One out, one on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And a runner for Schmidtmeyer. And coming into the game is Noah Schwederman. Schwederman running down at first. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 15% off right now. Everything in the store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty. Now 15% off as well. Big savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware on solid wood raised panel cabinets. Beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets as well. One half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like him on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard all about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Bottom of the seventh. Winning run at first for Minster. One out. Squaring to bunt is the hitter for the Wildcats, who looks the pitch over. Ball one. Schmeezing at the plate. Noah Schwederman pinch running down at first for the Wildcats. Nothing-nothing game. Again, the game-deciding run is at first. Infielder's charge. No bunt here. Pitch to Schmeezing. Well out of the zone. Pitcher Clooney has got to be 100-plus in the pitch department. At 125, he will have reached his max total. He can continue to throw if he hits the 125 mark during an at-bat. There's a very high fastball. Clooney on the mound for St. Henry, pounds the mitt, and the count goes to 3-0.
And now we got a take sign.
At least one take sign for sure.
Yeah.
Schmeezing the hitter for Minster. He's cracked a single in this game. Popped out to first. There have been several very hard-hit balls in this contest. St. Henry perhaps has hit the ball a little bit harder throughout the game than Minster. Magoteau has hit four St. Henry batters, but he's managed to get off the hook.
Well, Minster's defense has been outstanding.
Yep. Phenomenal defensive play by Minster all evening long. Here's the three-ball pitch to Schmeezing. He looks at a strike above the waist in the middle. Nothing and one. No balls and a strike. Or I should say a 3-1. 3-1 the count on Schmeezing. After three balls to start the at-bat, Clooney burrows a strike in the heart of the plate. Foul tip into the mitt of Bergman. 3-2. Schmeezing had a big strike at that one. Full count on Schmeezing. A ball in the gaps might win this game. Some room down the right field line. Right fielder a good 70 feet off the foul stripe. The pitch to Schmeezing is fouled over top the screen behind home. It's still full. Situation is this. Nothing, nothing. Bottom of the seventh. St. Henry nothing. Minster nothing. Minster batting. Runner at first. That's the winning run in the person of Noah Schwederman. One away for Connor Schmeezing at the plate. Pitch by Clooney is way high. Ball four. Winning run 120 feet away from home. And we go to the top of the order. Here's Dylan Heitkamp for Minster. And we have got a meeting of the minds. Here comes Mike Gast, coach of St. Henry. He strolls out to the bump. Mike Wiss calls for his players along the third baseline. Gives us an opportunity to say we'll take a break. Clooney gets a well-deserved break for St. Henry. He threw a stellar contest for the Redskins. We're back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, David Clooney, unrelated to the starter in this game for St. Henry, Lucas Clooney, takes to the mound, and he's got a microscopic ERA of 0.29 on the year. He's got 28 strikeouts in 30 innings. He has been involved in 11 games. This is 12th. Right-hander David Clooney on the bump, in for Lucas. What a stellar pitching performance by Lucas Clooney of St. Henry. And he is not the Redskins' number one man. It's Delsite, the third baseman.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. And he just pitched a great game.
Well, Dylan Eichkamp, leadoff batter in the lineup for Minster, steps in to hit as the nine turns over. For Minster, we go back to the top. Stevie on deck. Runners at first and second after two walks. First hitter, Edwards, for Minster here in the seventh, retired on a ground ball to third. Good play by Delsite. Then a couple free passes. And now a base hit here from Dylan Eichkamp, who could win the game. Here is the windup by David Clooney. The pitch, it is just off the plate outside. Ball one. Good height. It was at the knees, but missed the outside black. 1-0 on Eichkamp. Been hit by a pitch. He's had a sack bunt. He's walked. He's 0-for-0 officially. Clooney looks at his runners. St. Henry trying to hold the man tight at second. Oh, there's a passed ball. It was in the mid of the catcher. Got away. Rolled to the right. And the runners advance. I don't think that ball hit the ground in flight.
No.
Did it, Chuck?
Hit him right in the glove. It was a little outside, but no, he was looking at the runner, pulled his eyes off of it, I guarantee it.
Passed ball, runners at second and third now for Minster with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And I'm not sure what's in order here for Minster. Probably a pretty good time for a safety squeeze. Suicide squeeze at some point. If you get ahead in the count, 2-0, maybe a suicide.
Yeah, that's possible.
But we got a conference to the right of home plate.
I think the catcher got hurt on that last
play. Yeah, he was shaken up. Catcher shaken up, Bergman. And he and Coach Gast and the plate umpire confer between home plate and the first base dugout. Well, Minster is in ideal position here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runners at second and third. One out for Minster. No score in this game. Winning run at third. Tyler Stevie steps in. And you walk Stevie. You put him on intentionally, load him up. And that's what St. Henry elects to do.
Number 22,
short. Or I say, do you walk Heitkamp, who was the hitter in the box for Minster, and put him on and load him up to get a force at every base? That's the right call from Coach Gast of St. Henry. So Heitkamp gets the intentional pass. The first pitch to him was a ball, a passed ball. He has walked intentionally. And here is Stevie. Stevie hitting with the bases loaded, one out. A moderately deep fly ball can win this game. Clooney fires. It's a curve. Ooh, it's just a little bit low for a ball. That overhand jug handle breaker had good snap on it, but it just missed beneath the knees. One ball, no strikes, 1-0. 1-0 on Stevie. Bases full. pitch, McLooney. Stevie looks at a pitch. It's a shade high, and it's 2-0. Bergman, catcher for St. Henry, might think it's getting squeezed a little bit on the Redskins at the moment. Both pitches were pretty close.
I think the umpire looks hungry.
Two balls, no strikes, nowhere to put Stevie. Bases loaded, one out. Minster, bottom of the seventh inning. Minster trying to score without a hit in the seventh. There's a pitch which is ankle high over the plate, but low. And it's ball three. And now Clooney, the pitcher for St. Henry, must come all the way back from 3-0. And you can bet the hitter, Tyler Stevie for Minster, has got a couple of take signs here.
Yeah, I would assume.
Bases full for Minster. Winning run at third. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch by Clooney. Batter fakes a bunt. Pulls the bat back. Looks at a strike. Good composure on the mound by David Clooney of St. Henry as he poured a strike in there. Wasn't distracted by the batter, Stevie. 3-1 on Tyler Stevie. I don't think anything is on from Coach Mike Wiss at third. The pitch to Stevie. Fastball caught the outside corner at the belt. It's strike two. Nice rally on the mound by the pitcher Clooney from St. Henry. As he zipped a strike in there over the outside third of the plate. The count full on Stevie, 3-2. A moderately deep fly ball can win this game. A single wins it. Here's the 3-2 pitch by Clooney. A walk wins it. There's a ball hit by Stevie. High and deep to left field. It's down the line. It's in the corner. It lands 5 feet from the wall. It wins the game. A 315-foot single to left at the base of the fence off the bat of Tyler Stevie. 1-0. Minster collects the victory here in the bottom of the seventh. One zip over St. Henry in a thriller at Melcher Street Park in Minster. 1-0 in favor of the Wildcats. A triumph over St. Henry. Another tight win for the Minster Wildcats here at home. And the father of the Minster player, Alex Schmidtmeyer, who's up here in the booth, I should say, working the scoreboard. He's the operator. As he left, he just said to us, Chuck, you guys bring us good luck. Come back again for a home game and cover us once more.
Well, Friday night, baby.
We've had two straight one-run Minster victories here in the last 10 days, 4-3 over Delta St. John's. Had we covered the Coldwater game a few days later, that was a 6-5 Minster victory. Tonight, 1-0 Minster over St. Henry in a thriller. One zip as Minster wins it, knocking out St. Henry in the seventh inning.
Right now, turn your attention to...
We'll return with more. We'll wrap it up in just a few minutes when we come back. Minster 1, St. Henry nothing on scorersbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Now, the Minster Wildcats have earned at least a co-share of the Midwest Athletic Conference Championship trophy awarded to the Wildcats down in the field minutes ago. Minster one loss in the MAC, beating St. Henry here today in the bottom of the seventh by a final score of 1-0. Versailles has the completion of a suspended game with Fort Recovery left. Tigers were leading 4-0 in that contest. We understand it is being finished tomorrow. Should Versailles win, Versailles and Minster would share the MAC title with one defeat apiece. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our great Minster sponsors, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, which is developing the Lakeside subdivision, by the way, in Fort Loramie. Reserve a lot. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Wygant, a fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Wygant. To reserve a space in that Lakeside subdivision, phone Wygant Real Estate and Development at 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107. That's Wygant Real Estate and Development, the Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie, being developed by Wygant. What a game, Chuck. We have witnessed, one, two, three one-run games in a row. A victory by Minster over Delphin St. John's, 4-3. A win by Fort Loramie last night over Newton 3-2, and here today, Minster in the seventh finishes off St. Henry 1-0, 1-0 win. Stevie hit a ball to finish the game off, and it was a drive at the base of the fence.
That'll be the longest single he ever hits.
It was about 10 or 15 feet fair. It short hopped the fence. It would have been a bases clearing double or triple.
Yep.
As you say, it goes down as a game winning single. He'll take that in the bottom of the seventh inning. Stevie hit a 3-2 pitch. Pitcher had to deliver a strike, and Stevie took care of it. It was one fine game here today. Technically, according to the scoreboard, a run and
it was six hits, I think, because he put the run up. I don't think he put the hit up.
A run, six hits for Minster, and no runs, and three hits for St. Henry,
yep.
Officially. We gave St. Henry an error.
Yeah.
In our book,
it was an error.
Official score up here in the press box did not. Technically an error each side. Minster out hit St. Henry. Neither team took advantage of opportunities. We could have had as many as three or four runs scored in the first four or five innings. Didn't. The pitchers hurled out of jams, and we wound up with a 1-0 thriller won by Minster in the bottom of the seventh on a long bases-loaded shot at the base of the fence just inside the foul pole to deep left field off the bat of Tyler Stevie of Minster. It came with the bases jammed, technically winning run scored by the pinch runner for Alex Schmidtmeyer, who was the second baseman at the start of the game, Noah Schwederman. He was DH for Minster. He came in with the game winner. And Minster, by virtue of the win, is 18-4, St. Henry 12-10. Chuck, our stars of the game got to include Stevie with the hit. How about the defensive plays?
Well, I think we could pick five or six of them. Niemeyer made a heck of a play at third base. Right fielder.
Rindler
made a game-saving diving catch in right field that doubled up the guy at second base. And then you got, again, Magoto pitched a heck of a game. So I would think those three for Minster. And I'll let you pick
So Tyler Stevie, game-winning hit. James Niemeyer, defense at third for Minster. Right fielder Adam Rindler, defense for Minster. Louis Magato on the mound. That's a quartet of four for the Minster Wildcats. Lucas Clooney, Sparkle on the bump the entire game for the St. Henry Redskins, that's for sure. As Magato scattered three hits throughout the game, pitching for the Minster Wildcats. Clancy's sponsors this segment of a broadcast. Clancy's, located on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's. Just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, again, by way of record, Minster now 18-4 on the year, 8-1 to finish the Midwest Athletic Conference. No worse than a co-title, co-sharing the championship with Versailles, which could tie things back up with Minster tomorrow. Versailles has a game to complete with Fort Recovery. Tigers are ahead in that contest by a score of 4-0. Minster Wildcats winning here today. 1-0 over St. Henry in the bottom of the seventh inning. Right back here tomorrow, Minster takes on Van Wert Lincolnview and then plays in a fundraising event, a doubleheader with Fort Loramie on Friday night.
Now the first game is the JV game on Friday night. The second game is the varsity game. That's what they announced.
Thanks for straightening that out. So games at 5-7?
Yep.
Games at 5-7, varsity tilt at 7. Just a single game, varsity tilt at 7. Junior varsity contest precedes it. There are two games. I was misled or misunderstood. I thought for an instant there might be two varsity contests, but no. It's Minster Fort Loramie fundraising night. All four programs, JV, varsity, both schools compete in action here on Friday evening. St. Henry deserves better fate, having lost to Coldwater on Monday 3-1, losing here to Minster tonight 1-0. Next contest tomorrow for St. Henry at home against Lima Central Catholic. St. Henry now 12-10 on the year, third loss suffered in the MAC by the Redskins. Chuck, great game, fun to be a part of it here at Melcher Street Park in Minster.
Well, this is, I mean, everybody's so nice here. We come for football, basketball, baseball. It's just a great group of people up here, and that was a terrific baseball game right there. That's as good as it gets.
Minster Wildcats nip St. Henry 1-0, bottom of the seventh, to earn no worse than a share of the Midwest Athletic Conference Baseball Championship. Thanks to our many online listeners. We had a slew of them. I'll be interested to see the count tonight. A lot from St. Henry, the Minster area, Shelby County, too, all over West Central Ohio. Thanks to our online listeners, our great sponsors. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow night when we are at Fort Loramie for the Raiders and Redskins at 425. Jack Kramer saying good evening from Minster. Final tally once more, Minster, co-share of the Midwest Athletic Conference crown, downing St. Henry in the bottom of the seventh, 1-0.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.